USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president punishing Turkey for attacking Syria, ordering sanctions today against a Turkish official. He's also raising steel tariffs to 50% and canceling trade talks. Turkey began attacking the Kurds who helped the U.S. fight ISIS right after Trump pulled troops out. A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out on Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment until we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Well, lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into President Trump's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. That fire sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools. Those schools reopened today. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price apologizing to the family of a woman that was shot to death by a now former police officer inside her home.
It's unacceptable. There is nothing that could justify what happened on Saturday morning. Nothing.
Well, Price told reporters there was no defense of Saturday's killing of Atania Jefferson and called her a victim. She also apologized to the neighbor who called Fort Worth Police non-emergency number and said he did the right thing by looking out for others. Price called for healing with the community and justice and closure for Jefferson's family. Also noted a third-party panel of national experts would come and review the Fort Worth Police Department. The officer that fired the shot resigned this morning, and United Auto Workers union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 workers began picketing Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade shocks with China.
We'll meet with the Vice Premier in Chile before the President's meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the President said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services. He said China agreed to increase its purchase of U.S. agricultural products. A vigil held Sunday outside the home of a 28-year-old Atania Jefferson, who was fatally shot by police while playing video games with her nephew. Here's Wendy King.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called the Fort Worth Police Department, my neighbor would still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window, saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the destructive wildfire that destroyed dozens of Los Angeles homes also doing damage to young lungs. Dr. Richard Kang from Northridge Hospital Pediatrics says shortness of breath, chest pain, or wheezing are serious symptoms for kids.
And those are all signs that you probably should seek medical attention immediately.
Well, Kang says kids should stay indoors when there's smoke. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.